is hardly a man alive who dares to be just what he is without doctoring up the impression. It reminds me, a long time ago I read a novel. I don't remember the name of it, and I don't remember much about the plot. I just remember this one part of it where the girl who is the main character falls down and hits her head, and she goes into this kind of dream world. And the whole book, I remember, was about this woman's relationship with the Lord and trying to bring her to faith. And in this dream world, she's in the woods, and there's someone pursuing her. And she's deathly afraid, and she's trying to get away from this person who is pursuing her. There's some man pursuing her. And she meets another man in the forest, and this man wants to help her get away from her pursuer, so he keeps helping her. But as the story goes on, she begins to realize that the man who is pursuing her is actually pursuing her for her good. And it turns out to be an allegory. The man pursuing her was the Lord, and the one trying to help her get away from him was the devil. I have set watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem, who shall never. A lot of the problems that we have in our life is caused by pride. You know, what got me thinking about this was I read something by C.S. Lewis, and he basically was trying to draw a picture of pride, and he drew a picture of someone scraping and cleaning themselves, trying to make themselves pure. And he described them as barren, and these people were trying to keep anything from touching them that would make them dirty. Sometimes pride is manifested in a low view of ourselves rather than an exalted one. The more humility a person has, the greater true self-worth he has. Now think about that. The greater humility a person has, the more true self-worth he has. Pride is choosing to be deceitful about who you really are. It destroys self-esteem, making you insecure. Now think about that. It is not true to say I'm worthless. You are made in the image of God. It says when you have God's view of yourself, you can be secure and transparent with others. Till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem. I don't know who we think we are sometimes. To have these thoughts about ourselves and to believe these lies as though it had anything to do with what I make me, has everything to do with what he made me. And all that matters is what he made me. And if I'm embarrassed and afraid for people to see what he made, then I'm embarrassed and afraid of him. If I'm embarrassed and afraid to see what I have made me, well, then that's just pride. We are constantly trying to come across as better than we are. We're constantly trying to hide our weaknesses and hide the areas that we are most sensitive about. And we're fearful that people will see the things in us that we have rejected ourselves for. Humility is being willing to be known for who you are. Pride is trying to be known for who you are not. And I really do believe that meekness is the key to having that kind of intimacy. Intimacy is the key to being able to move the hand of the Lord. And so the key to power is meekness. Sitting at Jesus' feet is a very exposed place to be. You know, sit at Jesus' feet and he sees that. He saw that thought. He knows that attitude. He knows that thing that you did when you were 12 that you never told anybody. You know? And you squirm. Jesus said, your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. See, Jesus responded to Martha. He responded to her by speaking truth to her. He said, Martha, you have been full of agendas and other things, and your eyes are on the wrong thing. It does not matter whether someone dies. It doesn't matter whether someone lives. One thing matters, and that's that I am. I am the beginning, I am the end, I am everything. And if you've got your eyes on the result, well, then I have disappointed you, haven't I?